Title: Recent Updates to State and Federal Climate Disclosure Laws. Content: Last year, California became the first state to pass laws requiring companies to make disclosures about their greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions as well as the risks that climate change poses for their businesses and their plans for addressing those risks. These new laws now face funding and legal hurdles that are delaying their implementation. While California's new laws navigate these challenges, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, adopted its own final climate disclosure rule on March 6. Formally entitled the Enhancement and Standardization of Climate-Related Disclosures for Investors, SEC rule, it requires public companies to make disclosures about the climate-related risks that have materially impacted, or are reasonably likely to have a material impact on, a registrant's business strategy, operations, or financial condition, and also to disclose their Scope 1 and Scope 2 GHG emissions. The SEC rule is significantly scaled back from what the SEC originally proposed in March 2022. Most notably, it does not require disclosure of Scope 3 GHG emissions. It too faces legal challenges. California's new laws. 1. On October 7, 2023, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law two sweeping climate disclosure bills, Senate Bill 253, SB 253, the Climate Corporate Data Accountability Act, and Senate Bill 261, SB 261, the Climate-Related Risk Act. Under SB 253, companies that do business in California and have more than $1 billion in annual revenue will be required to disclose emissions data to the California Air Resources Board, CARB, each year, starting in 2026. The new law will affect more than 5,400 companies. Under the new law, CARB can levy fines of up to $500,000 per year for violations thereunder. The new reporting requirements apply to both public and private companies, unlike the SEC rule, which applies only to certain public companies. Under SB 261, companies with more than $500 million in annual revenue will be required to disclose on a biennial basis how climate change impacts their business, including reporting certain climate-related financial risks and their plans for addressing those risks. These disclosures also begin in 2026 and will affect roughly 10,000 companies. Funding hurdles. Funding is necessary for CARB to develop and implement regulations for both climate disclosure laws, as well as to review, administer, and enforce the new laws. To implement SB 253, CARB estimated that it required $9 million in the 2024-25 fiscal year and $2 million in the 2025-26 fiscal year. For SB 261, CARB estimated that it needed an aggregate of $13.7 million over the 2024-25 and 2025-26 fiscal years to identify covered entities, establish regulations, and develop a verification program. Governor Newsom's $291.5 billion budget proposal for the 2024-25 fiscal year did not allocate any funding for the implementation of the new laws. The sponsors of the two laws, SB 253-S Senator Scott Wiener and SB 261-S Senator Henry Stern, immediately released a statement sharply critical of this aspect of the governor's budget proposal. 2. With limited exceptions, the budget proposal defers all new discretionary spending decisions to the spring, pending input from the legislature, with a final spending plan expected in July of 2024. The budget process in California can be a lengthy negotiation. The governor proposes a budget, but then must work with the legislature to develop the final budget. In this regard, it is important to note that Senator Wiener was appointed to chair the Senate Budget Committee earlier this year. Thus, it is possible that funding will be provided to implement the laws, though CARB already faced an aggressive set of deadlines for developing the regulations. Legal challenges. Some companies, including tech giants like Apple and Salesforce, want the new rules implemented quickly. Large businesses may have an interest in implementing the legislation expeditiously for the benefit of operational certainty and because they have the resources to absorb costs that their smaller competitors cannot. Other companies view the new rules as needlessly burdensome and are committed to halting the legislation in its tracks. In January, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce joined the American Farm Bureau Federation, California Chamber of Commerce, Central Valley Business Federation, Los Angeles County Business Federation, and Western GR.